Chapter 20. Coolant. Coolant fundamentals, purpose of coolant. Coolant is used in the cooling system because it, 1, transfers heat from the engine to the radiator, 2, protects the engine and the cooling system from rust and corrosion, 3, prevents freezing in cold climates. Coolant is a mixture of antifreeze and water. Water is able to absorb more heat per gallon than any other liquid coolant. Under standard conditions, the following occurs. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius, at sea level. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. When water freezes, it increases in volume by about 9%. The expansion of the freezing water can easily crack engine blocks, cylinder heads, and radiators. A curve depicting freezing point is compared with the percentage of antifreeze mixture is shown in Figure 20.1. Freezing and boiling temperatures. It should be noted that the freezing point increases as the antifreeze concentration is increased above 60%. The normal mixture is 50% antifreeze and 50% water. Ethylene glycol antifreeze contains anti-corrosion additives, rust inhibitors, water pump lubricants. At the maximum level of protection, an ethylene glycol concentration of 60% will absorb about 85% as much heat as will water. Ethylene glycol-based antifreeze also has a higher boiling point than water. A curve depicting freezing point is compared with the percentage of antifreeze mixture is shown in Figure 20.2. If the coolant boils, it vaporizes and does not act as a cooling agent because it is not in liquid form or in contact with the cooling surfaces. All coolants have rust and corrosion inhibitors to help protect the metals in the engine and cooling systems. Coolant composition. All manufacturers recommend the use of ethylene glycol-based coolant, which contains ethylene glycol known as, e.g., at 47%, water at 50%, and other additives at 3% antifreeze in coolant Figure 20.1, graph showing the relationship of the freezing point of the coolant to the percentage of antifreeze used in the coolant. Refer to Figure 20.2, graph showing how the boiling point of the coolant increases as the percentage of antifreeze in the coolant increases. Regardless of the type of coolant and its color, the only difference among all original equipment coolants is in the additives. This means that about 97% of all coolants are the same. The only difference is in the additive package and color used to help identify the coolant. Types of coolant. Inorganic acid technology, inorganic additive technology known as IAT, is conventional coolant that has been used for over 50 years. Most conventional green antifreeze contains inorganic salts, such as sodium silicate, or silicates, phosphates, borates. Silicates have been found to be the cause of wear to water pump impellers. The color of IAT coolant is green. Phosphates in these coolants can cause deposits to form if used with water that is hard, contains minerals. IAT coolants used in new vehicles were phased out in the mid-1990s. Organic acid technology. Organic acid technology known as OAT coolant contains ethylene glycol, but does not contain silicates or phosphates. The color of this type of coolant is usually orange. DexCool, developed by Havoline, is just one brand of OAT coolant, which has been used in General Motors vehicles since 1996. See Figure 23. DexCool uses ethyl hexanoic acid known as 2EH, as a corrosive inhibitor. 2EH is prone to damage plastics, such as nylon 6.6 used in intake manifold gaskets and radiators. Other brands of OAT coolant that are also orange, but do not contain 2EH, include Xerox G30, Borgio 5OAT, Peak Global OAT. These coolants are usually available in premix, with water, and pure coolant containers. Refer to Figure 20.3. Havoline was the first company to make and market OAT coolant. General Motors uses the term DexCool. Hybrid organic acid technology. A newer variation of this technology is called hybrid organic acid technology known as HOAT. It is similar to the OAT type antifreeze as it uses organic acid salts, or carboxylates, that are not abrasive to water pumps, yet provide the correct pH. The pH of the coolant is usually above 11. A pH of 7 is neutral, with lower numbers indicating an acidic solution and higher numbers indicating an alkaline solution. If the pH is too high, the coolant can cause scaling and reduce the heat transferability of the coolant. If the pH is too low, the resulting acidic solution could cause corrosion of the engine components exposed to the coolant. Frequently asked question. What is a G coolant? The G coolants come from the trade name Glycentin of BASF in Europe and Valvoline, which is Xerex, in the United States. The following is a summary of the types listed by G number. GO5 is different from DEX cool in certain amounts of additives. G30 and G34 is a non-silicate and phosphate free. G11 is blue for VW used before 1997. G12 is pink or red for VW starting in 1997 and purple for VW starting in 2003. HOAT formulation. Phosphate free. G48 is low silicate and phosphate free. Blue. Nitrates, amines, phosphate, NAP, free. HOAT coolants can be green, orange, yellow, gold, pink, red, or blue. Samples of HOAT coolants include VW and Audi pink. Contains some silicates and an organic acid, and is phosphate-free. Mercedes and Ford yellow. Contains low amounts of silicate and no phosphate. Ford yellow. Contains low silicate, no phosphate, and is dyed yellow for identification. Honda blue. Contains a special coolant with just one organic acid. European and Korean blue. Contains low silicates and no phosphates. Asian red. Contains no silicates but has some phosphate. Phosphate hybrid organic acid technology. Phosphate hybrid organic acid technology, PHOAT, is used in Mazda-based Fords starting in 2008, same as Mazda FL22, and is ethylene glycol-based. This coolant is available in a 55% coolant and 45% water premix. See Figure 24. Concentration is 55%, boiling point, with 15 psi pressure cap, is 270 degrees Fahrenheit, or 132 degrees Celsius. Freezing point is 47 degrees Fahrenheit, or 44 degrees Celsius. Color, dark green. Embittered, which is made to taste bitter so animals will not drink it. The use of PHOAT coolant in these engines is required to be assured of proper protection of the material used in the engine. It is also only available in premix containers to ensure that the water used meets specifications. Refer to Figure 24, coolant used in Fords that use Mazda engines and in Mazda vehicles. It requires the use of a PHOAT coolant, which is dark green. Frequently asked question. What is pet-friendly antifreeze? Conventional ethylene glycol antifreeze used by all vehicle manufacturers is attractive to pets and animals because it has a sweet taste. Ethylene glycol is fatal to any animal if swallowed, so any spill should be cleaned up quickly. There are two types of coolant that are safer for use around pets than the conventional type. Propylene glycol, known as PG. This type of antifreeze is less attractive to pets and animals because it is not as sweet, but it is still harmful if swallowed. This type of coolant, including the Sierra brand, should not be mixed with any other ethylene glycol-based coolant. Caution: some vehicle manufacturers do not recommend the use of propylene glycol coolant. Check the recommendation in the owner manual or service information before using it in a vehicle. Embittered coolant. This coolant has a small amount of a substance that makes it taste bitter and, therefore, not appealing to animals. The embittering agent used in ethylene glycol known as, e.g., antifreeze is usually denatonium benzoate, added at the rate of 30 parts per million, or ppm. Oregon and California require all coolant sold in these states since 2004 to be embittered. See Figure 25. Universal coolant. Universal coolant is usually AHOAT, with extended life, and a low silicate, phosphate-free antifreeze, or coolant. It can be used in many vehicles, but cannot meet the needs for engines requiring a silicate-free formulation. Refer to Figure 20.5. Not all embittered coolant is labeled embittered. Case study. If 50% is good, 100% must be better. A vehicle owner said that the cooling system of his vehicle would never freeze or rust. He said that he used 100% antifreeze, or ethylene glycol, instead of a 50-50 mixture with water. However, after the temperature dropped to 20 degrees Fahrenheit, or 29 degrees Celsius, the radiator froze and cracked. Pure antifreeze freezes at about 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius. After thawing, the radiator had to be replaced. The owner was lucky that the engine block did not also crack. For best freeze protection with good heat transfer, use a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water. As the percentage of antifreeze increases, the boiling temperature increases, and freezing protection increases, up to 70% antifreeze, but the heat transfer performance of the mixture decreases. Summary. Complaint: the coolant froze and cracked the radiator. Cause: vehicle owner used 100% antifreeze instead of the recommended 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water. Correction: the radiator was replaced and the proper mixture of antifreeze/water was used as the coolant. Frequently asked question: what makes some water bad for coolant? City water is treated with chloride, which, if the levels are high enough, can cause corrosion problems when used in coolants. While water may contain iron or other minerals that can affect the coolant and may increase the corrosion or cause electrolysis. Due to the fact that the water quality is often unknown and could affect the engine, many vehicle manufacturers are specifying the use of premixed coolant. In premixed coolant, the water is usually demineralized and meets the standards for use in coolant. Water. Introduction: water is half of the coolant and can have an effect on the corrosion protection of coolant due to variations in its quality, which is often unknown. As a result, many vehicle manufacturers, such as Honda and Toyota, are specifying the use of premixed coolants only. The main reason is that not only can the water and coolant ratio be maintained, but also the quality of the water can be controlled. Properties: water is about half of the coolant and is used because of the following qualities. 1. It is inexpensive. 2. It is an efficient heat exchange fluid because of its excellent thermal conductivity, the ability of a material to conduct heat. 3. It has good specific heat capacity, meaning it takes more heat energy to increase the temperature, versus one with low specific heat capacity. 4. The boiling point is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius, at sea level. 5. The freezing point is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. Tech tip: always use demineralized or distilled water. All vehicle manufacturers recommend the use of demineralized or distilled water whenever servicing a vehicle with coolant that requires water to be added. This pertains to all coolants, regardless of type, IAT, OAT, or HOAT. Most Asian vehicle manufacturers recommend the use of premixed coolants because the quality of the water can be controlled without excessive hardness or chlorine, which can cause corrosion in the cooling system. Coolant freezing and boiling temperatures. Freezing point: an antifreeze and water mixture is an example wherein the freezing point differs from the freezing point of either pure antifreeze or pure water. Freezing points are as follows. Pure water is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. Pure antifreeze is 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius. 50-50 mixture is 34 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37 degrees Celsius. 70% antifreeze, 30% water is 84 degrees Fahrenheit, or 64 degrees Celsius. Pure antifreeze is usually 95% ethylene glycol, 2% to 3% water, and 2% to 3% additives. Depending on the exact percentage of water used, antifreeze, not premixed, as sold in containers, freezes at about 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius. Premixed coolant will freeze at about 34 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37 degrees Celsius. Frequently asked question: why is most coolant 50-50 with water? According to the freezing point, it appears that the lowest freezing point of coolant is achieved when 70% antifreeze is used with 30% water. While the freezing temperature is lower, the high concentrate of antifreeze reduces the heat transferability of the coolant. Therefore, most vehicle manufacturers specify a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water to achieve the best balance between freeze protection and heat conductivity. Boiling point: the boiling point of antifreeze and water is also a factor of mixture concentrations. Refer to boiling point chart on page 192. Coolant testing. Normal coolant tests include visual inspection. Coolant should be clean and bright. Freezing boiling point. A high freezing point or low boiling point indicates dilution, or too much water. pH: the wrong pH indicates buffer loss, which is used to help maintain the pH level. Coolant voltage: a high voltage indicates the wrong pH or a stray current flow. Various methods are used to test coolant. Hydrometer testing: coolant can be checked using a coolant hydrometer. The hydrometer measures the density of the coolant. The higher the density, the more concentration of antifreeze in the water. Most coolant hydrometers read the freezing point of the coolant. See figure 20.6. If the engine is overheating and the hydrometer reading is near 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or 60 degrees Celsius, Suspect that pure 100% antifreeze is present. For best results, the coolant should have a freezing point lower than 20 degrees Fahrenheit, or 29 degrees Celsius, and a boiling point above 234 degrees Fahrenheit, or 112 degrees Celsius. Refractometer. A refractometer is a tester used to test the freezing point of coolant by placing a few drops of coolant on the prism surface. The technician then holds the unit up to light and looks through the eyepiece for the location of the shadow on the display. Refer to Figure 20.6, see sharp as the freezing temperature of the coolant using a hydrometer. Tech tip. Ignore the wind chill factor. The wind chill factor is a temperature that combines the actual temperature and the wind speed to determine the overall heat loss effect on open skin. Because it is the heat loss factor for open skin, the wind chill temperature is not to be considered when determining antifreeze protection levels. Although moving air makes it feel colder, the actual temperature is not changed by the wind, and the engine coolant will not be affected by the wind chill. If you are not convinced, try placing a thermometer in a room and wait until a stable reading is obtained. Now turn on a fan and have the air blow across the thermometer. The temperature will not change. A refractometer measures the extent to which light is bent, or refracted, to determine the index of refraction of a liquid sample. The refractive index is commonly used for the following: to identify or confirm the identity of a sample coolant, to determine the purity of a coolant by comparing its refractive index to the value for the pure substance, to determine the concentration of a solute in a solution by comparing the solution's refractive index to a standard curve. See Figure 20.7. pH. The term pH comes from a French word, meaning power of hydrogen, and is a measure of acidity or alkalinity of a solution. Less than 7 pH is considered acidic. Greater than 7 pH is considered alkaline. The pH of new coolant varies according to the type of coolant used. Typical pH values for new coolant include: IAT is 9 to 10.5 nu. OAT is 7.5 to 8.5 nu, G30 and G34 designations. HOAT is 7.5 to 8.5 nu, G05, G48, G11, or G12 designation. PHOAT is 7.5 to 8.5 nu. Refer to Figure 27. Using a refractometer is an accurate method to check the freezing point of coolant. Refer to Figure 28. A meter that measures the actual pH of the coolant can be used for all coolants, unlike many test strips that cannot be used to test the pH of red or orange coolants. Refer to Figure 29. Galvanic activity is created by two dissimilar metals in contact with a liquid, in this case coolant. When testing for pH, use either a test strip or a pH meter. If using a test strip, be sure that it is calibrated to test the type of coolant being used in the vehicle. Used coolant pH readings are usually lower than when the coolant is new, in range between 7.5 and 10 for IAT and lower for used OAT, HOAT, and PHOAT coolants. For best results, use a pH tester that measures the actual pH of the coolant. See Figure 20.8. Galvanic activity. Galvanic activity is the flow of an electrical current as a result of two different metals in a liquid, which acts like a battery. Galvanic activity does not require an outside source of voltage. The two different metals, usually iron and aluminum, become the plates of the battery and the coolant is the electrolyte. The higher the electrical conductivity of the coolant, the greater is the amount of corrosion. See Figure 20.9. Electrolysis. Electrolysis requires the use of an outside voltage source. The source is usually due to a poor electrical ground connection. Electrical flow through the cooling system may cause metal to flow into the coolant. This metal transfer can eat holes in a heater core or radiator. Electrolysis holes will usually start from the inside and have a dark coloration. Figure 20.10. A test strip can be used to determine the pH and percentage of glycol of the coolant. The percentage of glycol determines the freezing and boiling temperatures, as shown on the bottle that contains the test strips. Testing for galvanic activity and electrolysis. A voltmeter set to read DC volts is used to test for galvanic activity and electrolysis. To check for excessive voltage caused by galvanic activity or electrolysis, perform the following steps. Step 1. Allow the engine to cool and then carefully remove the pressure cap from the radiator. Step 2. Set the voltmeter to DC volts and connect the black meter lead to a good engine ground. Step 3. Place the red meter lead into the coolant. Step 4. Read the meter. If the voltage is above 0.5 volt, this indicates excessive galvanic activity. Normal readings should be less than 0.2 volt, or 200 millivolts. Flush and refill the cooling system. Step 5, to test for excessive electrolysis, start the engine and turn on all electrical accessories, including the headlights on high beam. Step 6, read the voltmeter. If the reading is higher than 0.5 volt, check for improper body ground wires or connections. Normal readings should be less than 0.3 volt, or 300 millivolts. Test strip testing. Test strips can be used to check one or more of the following: freeze point, boiling point, level of pH, nitrate level, if testing diesel engine coolant. Test strips will change color when they are dipped into the coolant, and the color change is compared to the container. Test strips are fairly accurate, easy to use, and inexpensive. For best results, use test strips that are new and have been stored in a sealed bottle. Using older test strips may affect the accuracy. See Figure 20.10. Coolant replacement issues. Intervals: coolant should be replaced according to the vehicle manufacturer's recommended interval. For most new vehicles using OAT or HOAT type coolant, this interval may be every 5 years or 150,000 miles, or 241,000 kilometers, whichever occurs first. Asian vehicles usually have a replacement interval of 3 years or 36,000 miles, or 58,000 kilometers, whichever occurs first. If the coolant is changed from a long life to a conventional IAT coolant, the replacement interval needs to be changed to every 2 years or 24,000 miles, or 39,000 kilometers, whichever occurs first. Passivation. Passivation is a chemical reaction that takes place between coolant additives and the metal that it protects. This means that a chemical barrier is created between the coolant and the metals of the engine. When changing coolants, passivation can take from a few days to a few weeks. Each chemical package does its own passivation. If you change chemical packages, passivation has to start over. Therefore, because of passivation concerns, most experts agree that for best results, do not change types of coolants. Always use what the vehicle manufacturer recommends. Always check service information for the exact recommended replacement interval for the vehicle being serviced. Recycling coolant, coolant, antifreeze and water, should be recycled. Used coolant may contain heavy metals, such as lead, aluminum, and iron, which are absorbed by the coolant during its use in the engine. Recycle machines filter out these metals and dirt and reinstall the depleted acids. The recycled coolant, restored to be like new, can be reinstalled into the vehicle. Caution: most vehicle manufacturers warn that coolant should not be reused unless it is recycled and the acids restored. However, Mercedes lifetime coolant is very expensive, and according to Mercedes can be drained, filtered, and reused. Review questions. Question 1, what types of coolant are used in vehicles? Question 2, why is a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water commonly used as a coolant? Question 3, what are the differences among IAT, OAT, HOAT, and PHOAT coolants? Question 4, what are some of the heavy metals that can be present in used coolant? Question 5, what is the difference between galvanic activity and electrolysis? Chapter quiz. Question 1, coolant is water and A. methanol, B. glycerin, C. kerosene, D. ethylene glycol. Question 2, as the percentage of antifreeze in the coolant increases, A. the freezing point decreases, up to a point, B. the boiling point decreases, C. the heat transfer increases, D. all of the above. Question 3, adding a chemical to make ethylene glycol coolant bitter to the taste is called A. passivation, B. embittered, C. refractometer, D. electrolysis. Question 4, Asian red coolant is what type? A. IAT, B. OAT, C. HOAT, D. PHOAT. Question 5, Ford coolant is what color? A. dark green, B. red, C. orange, D. blue. Question 6, Dex cool is A. propylene glycol, B. ethylene glycol, C. silicate and phosphate free, D. both B and C. Question 7, Two technicians are discussing testing coolant for proper pH. Technician A says that coolant has a pH above 7 when new and becomes lower with use in an engine. Technician B says that OAT and HOAT coolants have a lower pH when new compared to the old green IAT coolant. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. 8. What percentage of coolant is water? A. 80%, B. 50%, C. 30%, D. 10%. Question 9. Reusing old coolant is generally not approved by vehicle manufacturers except A. General Motors, B. Ford, C. Chrysler, D. Mercedes. Question 10. A voltmeter was used to check the coolant and a reading of 0.2 volt with the engine off was measured. A reading of 0.8 volt was measured with the engine running and all electrical accessories turned on. Technician A says that the coolant should be flushed to solve the galvanic activity. Technician B says that the ground wires and connections should be inspected and repaired to solve the electrolysis problem. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. End of chapter 20.